All right, next please.
Item 740, request of Nancy Newell to address council regarding expand alternative energy operations to replace BPA PGE electric power.
Good morning, Ms. Newell. Welcome.
Good morning. This is an auspicious occasion. I'm Nancy Newell. I have quite a record in closing nuclear plants and transitioning. Some have been operating, some have been fully built and never operated. And the reason for it is I was a victim of the Three Mile Island accident in the 70s, 40 miles away. So my education level on this issue is considerably high. I've worked with Dr. Helen Caldicott, Amory Lovins, who does the sustainability all over the world. He was a visionary. I was very fortunate to be with a legislature that was willing to listen to all these experts and come up with a decision, even though the utility decided to go ahead, fully build a nuclear power plant, and it never operated, and it has been torn down. So the reason I'm here today, we have a situation with this Columbia Generating Station, which is part of the WHOOPS operation. And by the way, the WHOOPS operation is the single largest default of municipal bonds in the history of the United States, and it still is. Well, unfortunately, the Columbia Generating Station, which is actually WHOOPS too, they wanted to give it a prettier name, financially is a mess. This book has been placed with Amanda Fritz's office, Planning and Sustainability, $1 billion. $1 billion in additional costs to this region in the Northwest for anyone that's part of the exchange of that particular operating plant, which it doesn't operate very often, and it only provides 4% of the total needs of this region. So can we replace it? You bet we can. We had the sustainability conference here. I think it was a couple years ago. It was internationally attended. All the pieces are in place. The technological revolutions, 200% more efficient solar plates are now available to everybody in Portland. The things that we can do are endless. The reasons to do it are endless. This is a Fukushima-designed GE plant, a very dangerous plant to be on our river. There's a dam damaged above that plant that provides the cooling water for this system. That plant could actually deteriorate badly enough that we've got flood conditions, which you know what that leads to, because Fukushima, you can just open the pages, and it's thousands of years before that problem is solved. We're 160 miles away, but we could easily be saturated with very, very serious radiation issues and the end of living and habitating the city of Portland. And I'm not kidding you. This is all well-documented by the Union of Concerned Scientists. They've filed cases. They are participating in this effort to close this plant and transition as quickly as we can, because the door is wide open, far more than when I went through that experience many years ago. And I'm running out of time, but I do have this book. It's filed with Amanda Fritz's office. I'm sorry she's not here today. I have all these quick facts from the PSR from Washington and Oregon, absolutely invaluable information, and I hope you pursue it, because the public, you know how we feel. We did it. We decommissioned. We've got all the experience. We're ready to do all the other alternatives and solve employment problems and create some non-poverty situations easily. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.